Rupam tavaitat purusharb. Rupam tavaitat purushar shabhejam.
Rupam tavaitat purushar shabhejam.
Shreyor tibhi vaidika tantrikena. Yogena dhata sahanas trilokan. Pashyamyamushmin uha vishvamurto. Rupam tavaitat purusharshabhejam.
Rupam tavaitat purusharshabhejam.
Shreyor tibhi vaidika tantrikena. Yogena dhata sahanas trilokan.
Yogena dhata sahanas trilokan.
Pashyam yamushmin uha vishvamurtau.
Pashyam yamushmin uha vishvamurtau.
Rupam tavaitat purusharshabhejam. Shreyor tibhi vaidika tantrikena. Yogena dhata sahanas trilokan. Pashyamya mushmin uha vishvamurto.
Rupam tavaitat purusharshabhejam.
Shreyor tibhi vaidika tantrikena.
Yogena dhata sahanas trilokan.
Bring the bottle. The bottle for catching the fly.
Rupam tavaitat purusharshabhejam.
Shreyor
tibhir vaidika tantrikena.
Yogena
dhata sahanas trilokan.
Pashyamyamushmin uha
vishvamurtau.
Rupam tavaitat purusharshabhejam.
Shreyor tibhir vaidika tantrikena.
Yogena
dhata sahanas trilokyam.
Pashyamyamushmin uha vishvamurtau.
Ladies.
Rupam tavaitat purusharshabhejam. Shreyor tibhi vaidika tantrikena. Yogena dhata sahanas trilokan. Pashyam yamushmin uha nistral murtau.
Rupam.
Rupam.
Form.
Tava.
Your.
Etat.
This.
Purusha.
Rishabha.
O best of all personalities.
Idyam.
Worshipable.
Shreyaha.
ultimate auspiciousness.
Artibhihi.
By persons who desire.
Vaidika.
Under the direction of Vedic instructions.
Tantrikena.
Realized by followers of tantras.
Like Narada Pancharatra.
Yogena.
By practice of mystic yoga.
Dhataha.
O Supreme Director.
Saha.
With.
Naha.
Us.
The demigods.
Trilokan.
Controlling the three worlds.
Pashyami.
We see directly.
Amushmin.
In you.
Ha.
Completely manifested.
Vishvamurtau.
In you.
Who have the universal form.
Syntactical question. Maybe the only person in the room apart from me who knows the word. In relation to syntax. Is realized by followers of tantras like Narada Pancharatra. That's ambiguous.
I didn't follow the question.
Yeah. Here it's written, realized by followers of tantras like Narada Pancharatra. Now that's ambiguous to someone who doesn't know that the Narada Pancharatra is. They might think that refers to, is one of the followers. Realized by followers like Narada Pancharatra. How would you rephrase that so it's not ambiguous? Ah, okay. All right. Maybe you could think of another case, but let's not get into that now. It is in italics, yeah. That qualifies it. Okay. All right. So, translation. O best of persons, O Supreme Director, those who actually aspire for supreme good fortune, worship this form of your Lordship according to the Vedic Tantras. My Lord, we can see all the three worlds in you.
Purport. The Vedic mantras say, Yasmin vigyate sarvam evam vigyatam bhavati. When the devotee sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his meditation, or when he sees the Lord personally, face to face, he becomes aware of everything within this universe. Indeed, nothing is unknown to him. Everything within this material world is fully manifested to a devotee who has seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavad Gita therefore advises, Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Lord Brahma is one of these self-realized authorities, Swayambhur Narada Shambhu Kumara Kapilo Manuhu. One must therefore accept the disciplic succession from Lord Brahma, and then one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in fullness. Here the word Vishvamurtau indicates that everything exists in the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is able to worship him can see everything in him and see him in everything.
Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya
Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Shreshtam Manamapi Shachiputra Matra Swarupam Rupam Tasya Gajamurupurim Maturim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prakto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tamnatosmi Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atah Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Prayers are being offered by the demigods, specifically by Lord Brahma, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Regular study of the Srimad Bhagavatam should have the effect upon us of becoming humble when we realize, or should realize, that we are completely insignificant in relation to even the demigods. And even the demigods are very small in relation to Brahma, and Brahma is very small in relation to Krishna. However great we are, or however great we think we may be, we can't be Vishvamurti. We can imagine, I am God, but it's only imagination. The universe is not in us, and we don't enter into everything within the universe. We're very insignificant. As a matter of fact, even within this insignificant town of Salem, we're all insignificant. Well, not because we're chanting Hare Krishna, but apart from that, maybe Salem is considered very important by people living in the outskirts, in the villages. But it's something to... If we don't know who is actually important, then we give importance to those who are not very important. If we're living in a village, and as it used to be in India and all over the world before the days of mass communication and mass telecommunication, someone in the village might think that the headman of the village is the greatest personality in existence, although he's just a headman of a village, but they don't know anything apart from that. There's so much propaganda that be all that you can, be the best that you can, don't be ordinary. Be a success. Be extraordinary. Show what you can do. I just saw yesterday in Chennai Airport, as I was walking to the flight, there was a on the TV. There was acting, but there was a woman, and the subtitle was there saying, "One day I will show the world what I really am." It's a drama. And people who think like that, it's just a drama. But they think, yeah, I'm gonna show how great I am. Previously in India, the culturization or the socialization was not how to be as great as you can, but to do your dharma. Everyone should follow their dharma. Niyatam kuru karma tvam, Krishna said to Arjuna. Always do your work. Your work means your dharma. His dharma is a kshatriya. His dharma as a kshatriya was not very ordinary. Arjuna was definitely an extraordinary person. But for him, even fighting may have been just like something like an ordinary thing. When you do something so many times, then it becomes just like you might think, well, I'm going to be an airline pilot. But for an airline pilot who flies planes daily, flying is, for someone who's never done it, or someone who's imagining doing it, is something really extraordinary. But for him, it's just routine. So, this idea, you have to be extraordinary. Arjuna wanted to do something unusual and be extraordinary. Among all the millions of fighters on the battlefield, he was the only one who had the wonderful idea to not do his duty and leave the battlefield and stand out and, I'm different, see, I got a different idea. I'm original, I'm leading the way. And Krishna told him, look, just stop talking all this nonsense and fight and do what you're supposed to do. Do what you're supposed to do is different for different people. We need a lot of ordinary people in the world. Who's going to, in the Salem city today, if everyone thinks, well, I'm going to be the head of the city, or I'm going to be a politician and get ahead, who's going to drive the auto rickshaws? This whole idea of feminism, I'll show the world what I really am. And who's going to have children and look after children? It's a very ordinary thing, but from the children's point of view, the mother is the most, is just like God, especially when they're very young. And if they're grateful, they'll carry that throughout their life. How the mother has been so kind, but then if the mother's not kind, then she's being extraordinary, and then her children end up being extraordinarily rascals, and that's the world today, isn't it? Where did all these terrorists come from? We wonder. Was their mother looking after them with love? If they were looked after with love, how could they become so full of hate? I don't think it's possible. There you go. Feminism is the cause of terrorism. There you are. All this idea, we have to be special. Krishna's special. Actually, everyone is special in relation with Krishna. But the idea I have to show myself to be better than others, it's the same idea of imitating God. Ishvaroham maham bhogi siddhoham balavan sukhi. This siddhoham, this means that I'm perfect by myself. I'm great, I'm powerful, and I did it all by myself. It's not, God didn't help me, there's no God. It's all me, 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 and then God just pushes him down to the level of a worm in stool, and then he's saying, I'm the best worm in stool. See, I can eat more stool than any other worm, and I can swim through the stool better than this. See, Ishvaroham aham bhogi, you say. It's all madness, which we should realize by reading and studying Srimad Bhagavatam, or just having a little of that very uncommon attribute called common sense. To think I'm so great and so wonderful. That's the disease of every living being, especially those who are demoniac. This idea to push yourself up and be a success, it's actually demoniac. Because instead of teaching us to follow our dharma, do what we have to do. Just, what's wrong with being ordinary? Then the idea you have to become great, but no one can become great. In this regard, no one can become great on the material platform. Because the material platform is anyway a fallen platform. In this regard, I'm going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Text 23, the translation. Prahlad is speaking to Narasimhadev, who's definitely extraordinary. Prahlad said to
Narasimha. My dear Lord, people in general want to be elevated to the higher planetary systems for a long duration of life, opulence and enjoyment. But I have seen all of these through the activities of my father. Hiranyakashipu wanted a long duration of life. He wanted opulence. He wanted enjoyment. He got all of these. So Prahlad had seen this through his father. When my father was angry and he laughed sarcastically at the demigods, they were immediately vanquished simply by seeing the movements of his eyebrows. Enough for him to raise his eyebrows in anger and they'd just be reduced to jelly, which means they'd become extremely fearful. Yet my father, who was so powerful, has now been vanquished by you in a moment. So how big do you want to get? Even if we want to be as big as Hiranyakashipu, even if we manage to get that position, then vanquished in a moment by Lord Krishna.
Get me Bhagavad Gita as it is,
please. And yeah, you may need also. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada discusses this. Within this material, this purport to the same verse which I just read. Within this material world, one should understand by practical experience the value of material opulence, longevity. Is that how it's pronounced? How is that pronounced? How do you pronounce it in America? Longevity. Okay. Longevity and in, or I'll read the sentence again. Within this material world, one should understand by practical experience the value of material opulence, longevity and influence. We have actual experience, just like Prahlad says, I have actual experience of Hiranyakashipu, but Prabhupada says we have actual experience that even on this planet, there have been many great politicians and military commanders like Napoleon, which Prabhupada didn't have experience of, but the next three he mentions, they were all big figures during Prabhupada's earlier life. Hitler, Subhash Chandra Bose, and Gandhi. But as soon as their lives were finished, their popularity, influence, and everything else were finished also. Prahlad Maharaj formally gathered the same experience by seeing the activities of Hiranyakashipu, his great father. Yeah, he was great, no doubt. Just like a worm in stool, one may be great compared to others. So in human society, demigod society, someone may be great. Great, yes. From our perspective, we have to say he was great. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj did not give any importance to anything in this material world. No one can maintain his body or material achievements forever. A Vaishnava can understand that nothing within this material world, not even that which is powerful, opulent, or influential, can endure. At any time, such things may be vanquished. And who can vanquish them? The Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, one should conclusively understand that no one is greater than the Supreme Great. Since the Supreme Great demands Sarvadhaman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja, every intelligent man must agree to this proposal. One must surrender unto the Lord to be saved from the wheel of repeated birth, death, old age and disease. You know, so someone who's great, he thinks, who can vanquish me? He doesn't see. I don't see anyone greater than me. But he doesn't see the Supreme Personality of Godhead who in the form of time destroys everything in this world. Yeah, so in this purport, Srila Prabhupada refers to Hiranyakashipu as great. So on one hand, he's pointing out that Hiranyakashipu wasn't great, but he was great. There's no doubt about it, he was great. He made it all the way into the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So he was great, recorded in history for thousands of years later. And quite a substantial portion of the Bhagavatam also. And he definitely made a a massive disturbance all over the universe. If you think that Hitler, he made a huge disturbance all over Europe and beyond, mostly in Europe, but he was nothing compared to Hiranyakashipu. Someone should have given him the Srimad Bhagavatam, then he could have gone off and done some austerities and tried to become like Hiranyakashipu and not bother the people of Poland, etc. I'll get into the whole list of countries that he disturbed, including his own country. His own country was smashed at the end. So he's described as great, because from one perspective. But from another perspective, just unimportant in comparison with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But then again, from another perspective, they were great. Hiranyakashipu definitely, while he was within the universe, in the position as Hiranyakashipu, what he did made a significant influence on others' lives. Even, maybe not Hitler so much, more Tojo from the Japanese side, that affected Prabhupada also, because he was there in Calcutta during the war and his family was evacuated to Navadvip, but he wouldn't go. His wife actually wanted to stay. The children were evacuated. They went to stay with Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj in Navadvip at that time. But he was affected. And he described, I was sitting eating my prasadam and the bombs are falling, and they said, come get in the air, actually, and let me finish prasadam first. And if the bombs kill me, well, that's Krishna. Prabhupada said, I saw Krishna in another form. He saw Krishna everywhere. But definitely the actions of persons like Hitler, Subhash Chandra Bose, Gandhi, they very much impacted others. Srila Prabhupada, he recognized the importance of influential people. He personally put a lot of importance on trying to himself influence influential people. That was Srila Prabhupada. It seems to have been Srila Prabhupada's plan that he would come to America and he would meet the influential people and they would take interest and Krishna consciousness would be spread from the top of society up, but it happened around the other way. We find in that purport to Tadbhag Visargo Janataga Viplavaha, the revolution in the lives of the misdirected population, Srila Prabhupada writes, as he does in many places, if only the leaders of society will contribute 50% of their income for spreading Sankirtan, then the face of the world can change. So Srila Prabhupada wanted to influence important people according to the principle of yad yad archarati shreshtas tat tad evetaro janah sayat pramanam kurute lokas tad anuvartate. The influential people, well, the very meaning of their being influential is that they influence others. And the one influential person who really took an interest in Krishna consciousness was one of the most famous people in the Western world at the time, George Harrison. He's one person who took serious interest in Krishna consciousness, and even though he never practiced to the level of most of Srila Prabhupada's initiated disciples, in some ways he had more influence than many of them, because of his positioning in society. And due to his agency, the Hare Krishna mantra became popular all over the Western world almost overnight due to the influence of George Harrison. But from the other, and then again if we look from the other side, everyone in this world is insignificant. Of course the devotee is significant. It's like I was saying, no one here is important here in Salem, but in other sense, you're all very important, not only for Salem, but for the whole universe, because the devotee purifies the whole world. The devotee is actually the only important person. But then even the important people, let's think back. During the British time, does anyone know how was Salem? Was it directly administered by the British? Was it under a king? There were the kings or the Nawabs at Arcot? Was this under the... It was directly administered by the British, was it? Okay. And just a little bit to the east, there were Nawabs, right, at Arcot. So if we go to what is now the small town of Arcot, then if we ask who is the last Nawab, they wouldn't know. At the time, everyone would know. Everyone in that area anyway. And that he would be so powerful, and then he would go from one place to another, there'd be a whole retinue and trumpets playing and drums banging, and no one even knows that he existed, let alone his name. In this regard, from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14, Text 42, the path indicated by Jara Bharat is like the path followed by Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, and ordinary kings are just like flies. Remember that Jara Bharat was requisitioned by Rahugana Maharaj, who thought, I'm a big king, and there's just some idiot guy, but he's strong, so let me engage him for carrying my palanquin. But the path indicated by Jara Bharat is like the path followed by Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, and ordinary kings are just like flies. Now, if an ordinary person had said to Rahugana, you are just like a fly, he might very well have lost his head for saying so. So he wouldn't have the chance to say such things ever again. Or at least he would be severely punished, at least the Rahugana before he met Jara Bharat. You can see that Rahugana, he was a bit of an uptight ruler, a bit of a haughty ruler. Although he did have an interest in hearing Vedic knowledge, that's also stated. So he was interested to hear Jara Bharat, and he got uplifted by him. So this is from the text, not the purport. Flies cannot follow the path of Garuda, and to date, none of the great kings and victorious leaders could follow this path of devotional service, not even mentally. Of course, we have in Gita, Rajarshi, Evam Parampara Praptan Evam Rajarshi Obedhu. So this refers to great kings who are more in the category of Hiranyakashipu. So when someone is great, and the next day they are nothing. Hero to zero. I'm going to read from a conversation. Srila Prabhupada says, in our childhood we used to play Golodhan, which in English is called snakes and ladders. We must have that in Tamil also. What is it? Dice, going, 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 then it comes to the mouth of a serpent, and then the serpent, immediately you had to come again. It's 0 to 100, and if you land on 99, you go back to 1. This long snake, you go all the way down. Everyone remembers from their childhood, right? Although you probably never thought of it for years. All progress you have made, if you are in the mouth of a serpent, then you have to come to the tail of the serpent. Suppose you are on the 50 point and there is the mouth of the serpent, then you have to come to point 3. Again, you have to rise. So dice, Golodhan. We used to play in our childhood. Indira Gandhi, she came to a point and then falls again. She had just been arrested at this time. I was in India today. In somewhere, some small town in Maharashtra, and there were riots in the streets when she was arrested. The best thing politically that happened to her. And then falls again, the same. Golodhan. She was all in all powerful and once again finished. Sanjay Gandhi finished. President Nixon finished. They do not see these big, big, stalwart men of the world they can be finished in 1 second. Prahlad Maharaj said that, I've seen my father, such a powerful man, finished. That's referring to the verse that I just read. What benediction shall I ask in this material world? Yeah, because Rushinga said, so what benediction do you want? And Prahlad said, well, my father had all the boons and look what happened to him, so why should I ask? Why should I ask for any such thing from you? Don't allure me. Better engage me as a servant of your servant. And there are many such statements which we can meditate upon. In Gita, chapter 11, text 34, Dronam cha bhishmam cha jayadratam cha karnam tatam yanapi yodha viran maya hatam strong jahi ma viyat tishtha the tishtha yudhyasva jetasi varne sapapnam. Drona, Bhishma, Jayadratha, Karna and the other great warriors have already been destroyed by me. Krishna's promise, I won't fight. But even without fighting, he's killing them. As the form of time. Therefore, kill them and do not be disturbed. Simply fight and you will vanquish your enemies in battle. Krishna is speaking to Arjuna. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada discusses the word plan. Srila Prabhupada often spoke disparagingly about this word plan in his Vaisheshashtakam. We were just reading that. He wrote in Bengali the word plan, that all these big leaders have their big plans and they're all vanquished. So Srila Prabhupada in the purport writes here, every plan is made by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he is so kind and merciful to his devotees that he wants to give the credit to his devotees who carry out his plan according to his desire. We have so many plans for fulfilling our desire, but Krishna's devotees, they're devotees because they want to carry out his plan according to his desire. Life should therefore move in such a way that everyone acts in Krishna consciousness and understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the medium of a spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada emphasizes that point here, as he does in the purport of the Bhagavatam verse which we read today. The plans of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are understood by his mercy, and the plans of their devotees are as good as his plans. One should follow such plans and be victorious in the struggle for existence. So this is the plan we should follow. Instead of trying to be extraordinary, I'm going to be a success, follow Krishna's plan, and then we can have the real success. Although it might not seem to be a success. I was saying, well, you're just sitting at home chanting Hare Krishna, and looking after the children, didn't go out and become the head of the Indian army. But this is extraordinary from Krishna's perspective. He can see. Srila Prabhupada talking about plans. This is from a conversation on the 8th of January 1977. Srila Prabhupada said, it will never be fulfilled, but still they will make a plan. Napoleon made a plan. Hitler made a plan. Churchill made a plan. Gandhi made a plan. Mussolini made a plan. But the plan and plan maker all washed away. Things are going on as it is. Therefore, Krishna says, Sarva Dhamman Parityaja. Again, Srila Prabhupada quotes that. Don't make a plan, take to my plan. You'll be happy. Again, Srila Prabhupada, in a talk on the 4th of September 1976, said, you can make a plan, but that plan will never be successful. By false understanding, we may make hundreds and thousands of plans to be happy in this material world,
But that is not possible. All these plans, how to be working hard to become a success, all these plans. But the whole basis is foolishness, because the possibilities of becoming happy in this material world are how much? Zero. No possibility. Zero, zilch, zipper, shunya, if you want to be cultured, say in Sanskrit. Nothing. 1 minus 1. Nothing whatsoever. Except there is one way, and that is to surrender to Krishna. So we saw that Prahlad was more powerful than Hiranyakashipu. He was a little boy. Hiranyakashipu was frustrated. I went through all this austerity and conquered the universe, and this little boy, he never did any austerity. He's just a little boy and he's defying me and I can't do anything about him. And Prahlad openly said to him, he said, there are many fools like you who couldn't control their mind. He thought he was controlling the whole universe, but he couldn't control his mind. Who's the most powerful person in the world? Who can control his mind? Because the mind is more difficult to control than the wind. Right? Where is that said in Bhagavad Gita? Chanchalam hi manah Krishna pramati balavad hridam. Very, more difficult. Seems impossible, doesn't it? But it's possible by the help of Krishna. Abhyasena. What is it? Abhyasena tukantiya vairagyena. By practice and detachment, by the grace of Krishna, it's possible. Here's a quote from one of the most powerful demons of the 20th century. Although in Britain, he's considered, there was recently a vote, and the British people consider him the greatest Briton of all time. He was a big demon. His name was, already stated in this talk, Winston Churchill. The whole history of the world is summed up in the fact that when nations are strong, they are not always just. And when they wish to be just, they are no longer strong. In other words, when you're strong, you don't care about justice. Look a little bit west, or if you want to even look east, it's about the same distance. Go to Washington, D.C., see who's the big man sitting in the White House. And he's dispensed with all pretense of being nice, and just, if he wants to kill someone, he just kills them. That's it. At least if they're sitting in Iraq or whatever. So, might makes words. And the people who are clamoring for justice are the people who don't have power. And when they get power, then they'll also squash people under their boots. Like horrible people do. They see an ant and they squash it under their boot. So that is an apt observation from Winston Churchill, who is very intelligent, as big demons are. You can't be a big demon without being very intelligent. But that intelligence drives you to hell. So again, it's better to be ordinary from the material point of view and do what you're supposed to do. Something like the screw in the machine may not be very important, but if the screw falls out, then the machine doesn't work. So the screw has got his work to do. Or better be good than great. To be great means to be a strong personality. And that's a personality that I have, sort of strong person. But if you become strong in material consciousness, and what do? You start to exploit others. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So the idea of developing up, it's actually a very dangerous idea, this idea of personality development, getting ahead without dharma. It's very, very dangerous. Because without the understanding that we're supposed to live in this world under the direction of Krishna, cooperating with others, then as we get ahead, as we get stronger, even to get in that position, we'll have to push others down. And we'll desire
to desire promotion for ourselves will require demotion for others. So the whole, it's very dangerous and demonic. Do we want to be like that, personality development, get ahead at the expense of others? We want to do something great for Krishna, no doubt. But we shouldn't want to take the credit. If you want to take the credit, then the whole endeavor will be spoiled. Then it won't be for Krishna. The whole idea in the modern demoniac society is to get ahead, to outdo others, to show yourselves to be better than others, to have more things to enjoy. But the real greatness is to see all of this and say, no, I don't want to, I'm not going to go that way. I'm not going to follow that path. Let me find out the best path. The path indicated by Jarabharat. Let me follow that path. Otherwise, Hitler, Stalin, Bush, Churchill, Gandhi, these are the ones I've quoted in this class from Prabhupada. From the spiritual point of view, which means the real point of view, they're all fools. Because even Gandhi, he was such a good man. But he was also in the bodily concept of life. We're Indians, kick out the British. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was really revolutionary because he was surrounded by revolutionaries, and he said, no, I'm not going to be fine. British aren't doing us any harm. Gauriya Math. This is the real thing we need to promote, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. So he was revolutionary in not being revolutionary. At that time, to be a young, educated Bengali and not be a revolutionary was revolutionary. And he stood against it, and he was not popular for that. But he said, no, we want to promote, we're going to promote Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. We don't care whether the British are in charge or Subhas Chandra Bose is in charge. We don't care, it doesn't matter. If the British aren't doing us any harm, they're supporting our activities, so good. So he had the actual perspective on how we should live our life. He was practical also, that you waste your whole life for what? Gandhi, his aim, at the end of his life, Gandhi, the British were out, but Gandhi was the most miserable person in the whole of India. Because India had been divided, which he didn't want at all. And his so-called followers, they didn't care for him either. They got independence, and then Nehru and others, they didn't want to follow his ideas of simple living and high thinking. They had their own ideas. They did. Gandhi, they used him as long as he was useful, and then they dispensed with him. So he was the most miserable person. Even he got what he wanted, somewhat, but he was unhappy. So just like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he saw what was required, and he went for that. And he didn't go along with the prevailing current of society, which might have seemed to be very good. Even Abhay Charan Dey, a young man who first met him, gave this standard argument, which when he made it, he must have thought, this is an invincible argument. He may say, who will listen to your Chaitanya's message? We are a slave nation. Invincible argument. First we require political freedom. Then we can preach. Then people will respect us. And Bhaktisiddhanta smashed him with better understanding that this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more important, so important we can't wait for any political adjustment. And actually it took another, that was 1922, and the so-called independence came in 1940, so it was 25 years later. And who knows, it could have gone on longer also. So he was actually a great person, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Even if we say from a material psychological point of view, he had the strength of personality, the strength of character to stand against the whole mainstream. And not only on this point, on practically everything. He stood against everything. That's a strong personality. That's not the kind of strong personality they'll tell you to be in a personality development course. They're just making you into a strong robot, that's all. Get ahead, get a good career, earn lots of money, have an apartment which costs 12 crores and you can hardly have room to turn around and pass stool in it because it's in the heart of Bombay. Yeah, you can get an apartment that costs 10 crores. I've been in rich people's houses. And you open the bathroom and you can just open the door because there's just enough space between the toilet and allowing the door to open because every nanometer of space in Bombay is worth a lakh of rupees. So yeah, I'm a success. I got an apartment which cost 10 crore. Where is it? Well, you see that building there and you see that little window there, that's mine, and it cost 10 crore. And you're living like the pigeon, probably used to say, pigeon holes. So you became a success. Nonsense. The whole thing's nonsense. So actual personality, the actual greatness means to realize we're not great. Krishna is great. Prabhupada is great. Let us bow down at their lotus feet. Stop all this nonsense drama. It's okay for a drama if you want to do a drama. But we shouldn't live our whole lives in a dream. Utishta, Jagrata, Prapya, Varanga, Nirodhata. Get up, wake up. Wake up from the dream. Study Bhagavatam, come to reality. We're so small. Krishna is so great. Hare Krishna! Any question, please? Someone agrees. Yeah.
I wonder we try to progress in Krishna consciousness and sometimes always some kind of obstacles and blocks.
We try to progress in Krishna consciousness. Always there are some kinds of obstacles.
Obstacles, but kind of question of who we can blame ourselves or those we can say Maya.
Who can we blame? Who can we or do we blame Maya? What's the answer? Okay. Mahabharata story, hugging the pillar story. Do you know that story? You know it? Yeah? The king in the court summarized his ministers. Ministers means Brahmins. And asked them all the question, how is it that Maya doesn't let us go? So all the different people gave their different ideas. And at the end, there was one senior, respected Brahmin who hadn't said anything. He was just sitting in the corner. So he said, well, why don't you say something? They'd all given their different opinions. Why doesn't Maya let us go? And then he stood up and acted like a madman. He went and embraced a pillar and said, let me go, let me go, let me go. I thought, what happened? He went crazy. He said, that's what we're doing. We're saying to Maya, let me go. Holding on as tight as we can. Yihare kariya jai. What is that? Yihare kariya jai. Charanna jai. When we try to conquer Maya, she doesn't let us go. And why is that? Because shunileya shunika. We hear what we don't hear. So it's all our fault. But there is hope. At the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. But we have to follow. We have to follow. That's the section we're doing in the Mood and Mission book, right? Follower means to follow. If we follow, then we get the result. If we don't follow, we don't. So don't blame Maya. She's a pure devotee. But she has a job. She has a job. Yaya samohito jiva atmanam chugumatmakam. What's the rest of the verse? Paropi. Even though we're, by the power of Maya, we're tied up by the three modes of material nature. And even though we are by nature superior to the modes, how's it go to the verse? Paropi manute nartam. They all speak it. Tad kritam chabi padyate. Even though we're superior to this, we become entangled in things which are superfluous to us. Best education, right? They didn't teach you that in the college, right? They taught you anarthas, not how to get free from them. Anartho pashanam sarkshan bhakti yoga madhokshaje. What's the next line? Lokasya janato vidvam chakra satvata samhitam. People don't know that all this nonsense we're entangled in, we can, by direct devotional service to Krishna, we can be free from all of that. So Vyasadeva kindly made the Srimad Bhagavatam to enlighten us. Paropi manute naratam yat kritam chabi padyate. Is that right? Oh, so many important verses. So you're getting good education. Is it? What do you think? Hare Krishna. Vanta kalpatarupyascha kubhasa. Padita nam avani kyo vaishnavi kyo namo.
तो ये भक्ति विकास महाराज की जय।